This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This is another KCVA production. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Don't forget to smash that like and subscribe.
You wanna listen to your ride? Even when you in your crib. Are you ready for this trip? You know nobody do it live.
I hope you guys are ready.
What's going on, world? We are the KC Vibe Podcast, and we're back to vibe with you guys yet one more again.
One more time, baby. One more time.
If you are new, welcome to the podcast. If you're a returning listener, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Yep. So it's like one more time, but not the last time.
Yep, here's to that part. Here's to that part. How you feeling?
I feel great, man. You know, it's a good day. You know, I had me a good little meal at lunch. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to my wife. You know what I'm saying? She said I was trying to be cute by going on this little fasting diet. But I ain't gonna lie, I was hungry.
Robert was hungry. I already know. I know you gotta get fed. You gotta get fed.
Yep.
So, you want to know what we're getting into today?
All right, what we doing? What we got?
We are talking about deal breakers after I do.
Okay.
And okay. It's going to be pretty much can boundary switch mid-marriage.
Look at you using these big old words.
Boundaries or switch?
Oh, never mind. I thought you said something else.
Okay. So,
for some reason, I thought you said come boundary.
Is that a word?
I don't know.
I don't know if that is a word.
Big words, I don't even know.
I don't know if that's a word.
Come boundary.
So we gotta look that up. We are going to talk about, where your phone? Look it up. I'm curious. We are going to talk about, you know, how a person can evolve and, you know, how that reflects within a relationship. But
Yeah. You
know how we do. Before we get jump started into the podcast, what am I going to do?
I'm going to do that quote.
I'm going to do that quote. Today's quote comes from Henry Cloud, who was, I'm not sure if he's still with us or not. So he was an author. Ouch. Just hit my head. Did you hear that?
No.
He was an author. So the quote today is, you get what you tolerate. That's it. Should I run it back?
Yeah, hey, let me. You asked me to look that word up. Right?
What you tolerate? Yeah, yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. So here's what I just found. AI just told me. Just sent me this.
Just sent it to you, or you asked them and they gave you a response.
It's a response.
Okay.
So it says compoundary appears to be a typo for. hold on. It ain't done yet. Appears to be a typo for HashiCorp Boundary, a secure remote access tool that provides identity-based controls to manage user access to dynamic infrastructure such as cloud environments and Kubernetes.
Interesting. So it's not a real word. That's all you had to tell the people.
Okay. Well, somebody's probably wondering.
So back to my quote, you get what you tolerate. All right, and you see what I've been tolerating for the past 17 years.
That's all good.
Don't
you still love me?
Louise. Okay. So jumping into segment one, okay? Let's discuss what are deal breakers. You know what a deal breaker is?
Yeah, deal breaker is something that's, my own definition is like something you can't tolerate. It's something that you can't handle. It's something that is a no-go. It's something that's, I quit. That's what a deal breaker is to me.
Would you say that there is a difference between a deal breaker and pet peeves?
Absolutely. Like I said, I believe that pet peeves are habitual in nature, so that they're really habits or bad habits that other people don't like, that maybe the person that's doing the habit don't even know. And habits can be broken, but a deal breaker is something that, it, I ain't say it can't be broken, but it's one of them things like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's one of them things that's more than habitual, you know what I'm saying? And that's a whole nother different ball game.
Okay, so would you say that both deal breakers and pet peeves is stuff that change throughout a relationship?
I believe it can. I mean, it's harder to change those deal breakers than it is those pet peeves. Pet peeves can be a little tough because if you have a habit of doing something that, you know, your lady or your man don't like, and you've been doing it for so long, it takes time.
You know what, though? I think pet peeves can change, too.
Yeah, they can change.
Like, I think you can have a pet peeve one day, you know what I'm saying? And have a totally different pet peeve a couple years later.
Yeah.
Like, I think there is something that you, a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
I do not like when you touch my face. You know that. Like, touching of the face is a pet peeve of mine. But it's something that you have continued to do for the past 17 years, even though it's a pet peeve.
I know.
So if I was to take that pet peeve and turn it into a boundary, do you think it's something that you'll stop doing?
It kind of transitioned itself into a boundary. Because you told me many a times, hey, that you don't like it. And I pretty much stopped, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, it's, you know, I'm a touchy-feely type of guy, you know what I'm saying?
You can touch anything, you know what but saying? My face. I
consider myself, you may not believe it or not, a romantist, okay?
A what?
Romantist.
I don't think that's a word.
It's a word I made.
You don't have to bring that dictionary and just put it right next to you.
But look, I consider myself the type of guy, not just to tell you I love you, but to show my compassion as well. So I'm like Romeo and Romeo and Juliet.
Are you saying that because you just watched the Steve Harvey episode of Romeo and Juliet?
No, oh my goodness, man. Just listen.
Okay. I'm just curious.
No, I'm just saying, like, I like to caress, you know what I'm saying? Hold you, grab your face, and, you know what I'm saying? Kiss you. That's what I like to do.
What's that got to do with Romeo and Juliet?
Because
you know both of them died.
I know they died. Yes, I know they died. Maybe I'm not saying that.
You know the story.
Somebody gonna die. I'm just saying the passion, the love that I show. That's what I do. So I had to break that habit of, you know what I'm saying, rubbing on your face, stuff like that, because you don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm a strong believer that evolution plays a lot in a person.
Absolutely. Yeah.
When a person evolves as a human, stuff changes.
Mm-hmm.
People can evolve, and it changes on a level of intimacy.
Yeah.
It can change on the level of spirituality.
Yep.
It can change on just about any level.
Absolutely.
You know, because it's a person evolving.
Yeah.
I've said in a past podcast that if your person is the same person day 226 that he was day one, you ain't with the right one. Because
yep.
people are going to change, you know?
Yep.
And I just think that evolving is when you have to learn how to kind of move the lines.
Yeah.
But this is going to take us into segment two.
Oh, what we got? What we got?
Which is, when do boundaries shift? Excuse me. When do boundaries shift? Mid marriage.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. Like I was saying, people grow.
Yeah.
And as people grow, so do their limits. Mm-hmm. People change. As people change, so do their limits. You
yeah.
know. And if we take it to like a more personal level,
mm-hmm.
I can give the example. If one partner decides to stop drinking.
Yeah.
And the other partner doesn't stop drinking.
Yeah.
I don't too much think that that's a deal breaker, but I think that's a new boundary that's set where it's like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
It's okay if you do it. Just don't ask me to do it.
Yeah.
You know? And coming from like a personal experience, because we be given life stories, you know?
Yeah.
I went vegan 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm vegetarian. I went vegan 3 years ago, and I decided that I no longer, you know, wanted to eat meat. I wanted to switch to just a,
yeah,
you know, plant-based diet. And the boundary was set within myself. That was
yeah.
a self thing, something that I wanted to do. And you respected that boundary.
Yeah.
It wasn't me forcing you to do it too.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, me saying, well, since I'm doing it, everybody doing it.
Yeah.
No, it's a boundary that I set within myself. And then you respect it. And you don't be like, oh, well, you want to try? Taste
yeah.
this chicken. Just a small piece of this chicken.
Yeah.
You don't try to do that, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's that boundary that was set. And when you set boundaries within your relationship, you have to be with a partner that respects those boundaries.
Absolutely. I mean,
and not only respects it, kind of like, one, holds you to a standard,
mm-hmm.
and two, doesn't try to manipulate you into doing something that you don't want to do.
Exactly. Because how is that fair? I mean, I can't sit here. I mean, that's kind of like controlling, right? That's controlling.
Let's go back in time.
Yeah.
You want okay. story time?
Go ahead.
We haven't done story time in a minute. Let's do story time. Let's go back in time. Let's go back about 16 years.
Oh, right? 16 years ago?
Yeah, we're going to go back about 16 years, right? And we're in Mannheim, Germany.
Yeah, what's happening?
And my husband, my dear, dear husband, has watched a documentary.
Oh, you said Germany?
Yes.
So we're going all the way back to Germany?
We're going all the way back to Germany.
God.
Like, we are fasten up your laces. We are going into the time machine. Where is, what's his name, Dr. What's his name from Back to the Future?
He's talking about Doc. Yeah, his name is Doc.
Oh, his name is Doc?
Yeah.
I thought it was Doc or something. You
his
can
name,
tell I ain't
like,
never
his,
seen
his
the
name
movie.
Emmett, but it got
Let's
Doc.
Go back and no, the dude who actually did the time traveling.
Doc. Here we go.
The old dude with the crazy
yeah,
hair, his name is Doc?
Yeah, they called him Doc. Yeah, Marty McFly called him Doc.
Oh. Well.
I think his name was Emmett, though, like Dr. Emmett or something like that, but he just called him Doc.
Let's call a doc and travel back in time to Germany. After my husband watched the documentary, he decided that there's a lot of stuff in life that he didn't want to do anymore.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Before you get too deep in that, you should have used Dr. Oz. Because he's a time traveler, too. That
I don't
everybody
know
about.
Dr.
Yeah,
Oz.
No, you don't get into no sci-fi stuff.
I really don't. That's not my steal. You just keep trying to change the subject because you
ahead,
already
go
know
go
what
ahead.
Story I'm about
I,
to tell.
I don't. I really don't.
My husband watched a documentary and decided a lot of stuff that he was doing in life he no longer wanted to do anymore. Mm. One of those things that he didn't want to do anymore is he didn't want to drink.
Mm.
Anybody who knows Kenesha knows that Kenesha used to drink.
Back in them days.
Yeah. I used to drink back in them days. My husband decided he didn't want to drink, and because he didn't want to drink no more, nobody in the house could drink anymore.
It was only two of us that could drink.
Yeah, which means he went and took $400 worth of alcohol and poured it down the drain.
Mm.
That right there, my friends, is what we are going to call an unfair boundary. Mm. Okay? So okay. Let's...
What's up? Got ahead of you, sir?
No. Okay. I'm trying to think of how the word is.
Okay.
There is a difference, right?
Yeah.
Between evolving
mm-hmm.
as an individual
mm-hmm.
and unfairly moving the goalpost okay. in your relationship.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. And you evolving as a person, if you yourself would have been like, I ain't gonna drink no more. Me, I could have been like, okay, I respect that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you take this shot. I'm not gonna, you know, ask if you want me to pour you a glass of wine, anything like that. Because yeah. I respect the fact that you don't want to drink no more.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, you decided to just dump all the alcohol in the house.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you want me to go ahead and go back there?
I'm already here. Look, you might as well join me.
Here's what it was now.
Mm-hmm.
We were fresh in this thing. We were still brand new, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think our oldest son was a year old yet. Was he? Mm-hmm. He was young. He wasn't. I don't think he was like a year old yet. So you knew about my philosophy and how I was raised and what I was on. You called it the Stone Age tendency or whatever. So I was raised in the household. Whatever the man says goes. Ain't no and this or buts about it. Hey, if I'm not going to do it, you ain't going to do it. And so that's how my philosophy was back in the day.
How long your mama been married again?
Hey, we're not going to go there. Okay. We focus on successful relationships. Okay.
I'm just saying. Ain't
no disrespect.
That's a big. That's a big, big part of what I'm talking about. When it comes to deal breakers and it comes to moving goalposts and all that.
Yeah.
You have to learn how to live within your relationship and stop trying to live your relationship through other people's relationships.
Absolutely, absolutely. But people who didn't know no better, we've grown since and
mm-hmm.
we've developed that relationship.
Is that people?
Yeah, people who don't know no better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a lot of people listen to our podcast because they're trying to learn and grow their relationship.
Don't learn from me.
But we had to learn from that. I had to learn from that. Mm-hmm. Okay? I had to learn that it ain't just all about what Chad wants. It's about what we want, what Kenesha and Chad want.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenesha may not agree with Chad. Chad may not agree with Kenesha, but we both can come up with mutual understandings
mm-hmm.
and grow and evolve with each other in that way.
Yeah, and that's where the boundaries are going to kind of move a little bit.
Yeah.
That's why you got to draw your boundaries in pencil, you know, not permanent marker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But again, that right there is one of those things where it became a deal breaker within our relationship.
Because
I was like, bruh, if you going to keep treating me like you were raised, you can go back to who raised you.
But I didn't know no better.
I'm just saying that's became a deal breaker. And that is what ultimately shifted our relationship.
Yeah.
It shifted our relationship. Your finger, I thought something was crawling on me. That is your hand. Don't do that. That had me very nervous.
My bad.
But another thing, you know, that causes shifts in relationships a lot is parenting.
Absolutely.
I look at our children. We have 5 children, and mm-hmm. all 5 of them have to be parented in a different way. I can't talk to one kid the same way I talk to another kid. Some kids are more emotional. Some kids get angry more often. So you have to learn how to shift. And with that shift, it came with boundaries. And those boundaries have been, like, reset multiple times.
Absolutely.
And that's just not, like, from... We had to stop looking at it like, I'm the parent, you the kid, that's it.
Yeah.
And we have to start looking at it more towards, like I told you, yes, these are our kids. Yes, we are their parents. But at the end of the day, they are human beings. And the way that we talk to them and the way that we treat them is the way that they're going to look at how society talks to them, how society treats them.
Absolutely.
So we're yelling and we're talking down on them. They're going to think it's okay for society to do that. I'm not cool with it.
Yeah.
And that's something that we had to, you know, discuss and learn and figure out,
yeah,
you know, when it came to our parenting.
Yeah.
We don't parent the same way our parents parent.
And that's
one, I'm okay with it.
That's one thing that I had to learn, because you already know, being raised in the South is different.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, your mama tell you to do something, you better do it, or she gonna goddamn go tell you to go get them switches,
mm-hmm,
or she gonna bring that belt out,
mm-hmm,
and then you gonna learn from there. But, and so that was the way I was raised. So I thought that was normal until I met you. Mm. And you told me you never got whoopings.
Mm.
I said, what the heck? I said, that ain't normal. You ain't never got no whooping.
Yeah, but again, it's generational curses. Like, my parents didn't beat us because my parents' parents used to whoop them. And my parents was like, you know, that's something that we don't want to do within our children, within our household. And I like to say that me and my sisters did pretty well in life for the most part.
Y'all,
you know, ain't none of us
did
in jail.
Yeah, yeah. Don't say yet.
But, you know, we've done pretty good in life. And there's stuff that, like, ways that my parents, you know, raised me that I didn't agree with, that I'm switching up the way that I raise my kids, you know. And that's that evolution that I'm talking about, is evolving all together. And as you evolve as a human, you know, the things that you do, the way that you move, the way that you walk, the way that you talk, is going to change.
Don't change.
Now, when it comes to your relationship, it's all about having the right partner, and if that partner is going to be okay with that change.
Yeah.
That partner is going to push you for that change, or if that partner is going to be like, nah, fam, I don't know about it.
I mean, and you gotta give to get. You know what I'm saying? Because when you approached me with this parenting style, I was like, nah, this ain't gonna work. Cause I said, okay, we got boys. You know what I'm saying? Got boys and we got girls. I said, you can't raise a boy like you raise a girl. I mean, it's just not gonna work. But it'll work if you make it work.
Right.
And I phoned that out. All right. So now I'm just like, oh man, my son's, my kid, my older son, he makes mistakes as teenagers do, but it ain't like some of the kids I see out there doing crazy stuff in the streets these days.
Right.
And we're lucky.
Blessed.
We're blessed.
Ain't
absolutely.
No look about it.
Absolutely.
When
we're blessed.
To our children.
And I'm like, man, this kid ain't out here trying to go hang out in the streets or nothing like that. I said, I used to get whoopings.
But it's
and
evolving,
I used to be
though,
in the streets.
Like, exactly. But you were in the streets because that's where you were. You remember I showed you that video the other day, and those kids were talking about being taken out of, you know, the inner city and being bought into, like, the suburbs and how they were given that opportunity. We're doing it. Property taxes are saying we're doing it. We moved our kids to the suburbs, you know, in hopes of giving them, you know,
good opportunity.
Great opportunity in life. And it's hard for our children to be in the streets because that's not the people that they hang out with. It's like you're not hood, bruh. Your daddy is a lawyer, your mama is a doctor. Mm-mm. You are not hood. You get that's the thing though, they don't. They don't. And that's why I am glad that, you know, we are blessed enough to move our kids into that.
Because
again, evolving as a person. And you know, that kind of trickles down into everything and everybody in your life.
Yeah.
But moving to segment three, we're 20 minutes in and we only on segment two.
All right, well.
Moving into segment three, okay? We're going to discuss the difference between healthy habits and harmful boundaries. You know what I'm saying? Well, healthy and harmful boundaries. I'm not going to say habits. Healthy and harmful boundaries.
Okay.
So when it comes to healthy boundaries, if you're setting boundaries as healthy, it's put in place to protect your peace, to honor your values, to keep respect. So, like, we have, I'm trying, dang.
Yeah.
We trying to, I'm trying to think of, this is a boundary that we have in place, right? And this is our relationship. Again, this is a relationship between me and my husband. You don't have to do it with you and your husband. And if you don't have a husband, maybe you should try to do it and you might get one. One thing that we do within our relationship is if we're out and about, right, and something happens and you, like, dead-ass wrong about something, I won't call you out on that in public.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, vice versa.
Yeah.
You know, we'll wait until we are in a private setting. We'll wait till we get back to the car. We'll wait till we get back home. And then we'll be like, hey, you know when you said this, that, and the third? Yeah, but that wasn't right. Or you shouldn't have said that. Or don't do that.
Yeah.
We also have, you know, like, code words. I'm not going to tell you our code words over the podcast because then you'll know what we're talking about in public.
Yep.
But we also have code words where it's like, I know that sometimes my husband gets a little hot-headed. You know, the Army's a lot to blame in that. Got PTSD. Love you, no, babe.
Hey,
but I know that you get a little hot-headed. So I know that there's certain times where I have to say, you know, our saying.
Yeah.
To have you think, dang, I'm taking it too far. Yeah. Or I have to, like, touch you or rub you and be like, hey, babe, you good? You know what I'm saying?
They can lead other things now.
And that right there is, you know, a healthy boundary. It's something that protects your peace. It's something that respects you because it's not like me being like, you need to calm down. You need to leave. You know, it's not me doing that. It's me being like, hey. You know, in our own little language, in our own little way, telling you, you know, about the situation. But that's a boundary that we set within, you know, us. That's how we work. And it took some time to get to that point.
Yeah, it did.
You know, but I've never been the type who wanted to argue in front of people.
Yeah.
Never been the type who wanted to put my business out there. I'm real big. I fussed with you about this the other day. If we are out in the middle of Walmart, I'm not going to discuss our business in the middle of Walmart. We're going to wait until we leave. We're going to get in the car. We're going to get home. And then we're going to discuss what's going on.
Yeah.
You know? So you also have to know your partner in order for that to work. Because I know that you know when there's a shift in the way that I'm moving. Mm-hmm. Just like I know when there's a shift in the way that you're moving.
Mm-hmm.
And the way our boundaries are set. If one of us was to cross that boundary, you kind of know, and you what's going on here?
Oh, absolutely.
There's times where you and I will be sitting at lunch or at dinner with another couple, and we'll text each other. Yeah. There's times where we're at, like, football games, stuff like that, and we'll text each other, hey, you good?
Yeah.
You said?
Yeah.
You all right with that? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like that's – our relationship
though. Exactly that method of communication,
so that's them healthy boundaries.
Yep.
Now you got any healthy boundaries you want to add?
I mean, pretty much you hit it on the nail. I mean, you hit the nail on the head.
That's your favorite saying every podcast. Really? I was waiting for you to say that. You say that every podcast.
No, I don't.
You do.
You hit the nail on the head. I say
every podcast.
Oh, no, that's my saying then. Uh-huh. But I mean, pretty much, I mean, that way of communication. Yeah, because communication goes a long way, which we spoke about previously on the podcast before. I mean, and that's extremely healthy because you don't want, like I said, we talked about this too, putting your business out down the street. That's not it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it. Don't put your stuff out down the street, man. Like if she don't made you mad, he don't made you mad. Man, little suck it in until y'all get in the car.
Suck it in.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
You can do that too.
Lord.
But anyway.
That right there is a. That would be like a deal breaker.
I mean.
No, I'm just saying. This that classifies as like a deal breaker.
I mean, that's it can, one of those but things you gotta understand like, though. It depends on the couple, right? Some people like they still been out there for some reason. Mm-mm. Weird people, but yeah, but most normal couples don't want that.
So and within yeah, our relationship, that's
definitely a deal breaker.
That's a boundary, and I'm pretty is sure
in most relationships, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
that's you weird.
Yeah. I mean. Well, let's go into this. These said weirdos. You used to be one of these weirdos. Let's talk about harmful boundaries. Okay, harmful boundaries.
You just call me weird like that.
Listen, harmful boundaries are boundaries that you know they don't protect your peace. They're controlling. They weaponize. Mm. That right there is the type of boundaries that.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Relationships have.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I don't like to be controlled.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. Yeah. You know me because I am an opinionated person.
Yeah.
Anyone who knows me knows that. I'm an opinionated person. So if you ask me for my opinion, I'm going to give it to you. So don't ask me for my opinion unless you actually want my opinion because I don't sugarcoat. I'm going to tell you like a T.I. is, you know?
Yeah.
So when it comes to that control you used to have, what the old people say, you used to have that controlling spirit within you.
Mm.
And it was a controlling spirit that was very bad for our relationship.
Okay.
It messed us up really bad because you wanted so much power and you wanted so much control.
Yeah.
That a lot of times you got caught up in your own head.
Okay.
And it wasn't until after you cooled down that it's like, oh, dang, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
So that right there was a boundary that we had to, like, erase and redraw and reevaluate the situation.
Now, I didn't think it was controlling.
Mm-hmm.
I just... Like I said, that's how I was taught. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was taught, hey, now the man, you the man, hey, stay, be in charge.
That was a loud throat clear.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I got to make this clear, though. You know what I'm saying? You the man, you got to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
You make the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You, the executive, judicial, and the legislative. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. You all three of those. Now, your wife has... her opinion, but at the end of the day, you made that decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I was raised. So I never really, because, you know, we got married early. Mm-hmm. I never really knew that you was going to be the wife that's like, hold on.
You knew that. I told you that from day
but
one.
But I didn't really know
at 31 minutes, let me go on record and say... I told you from the jump how I was.
But this is before we actually lived together, right? Mm-hmm. So we didn't get to know each other like that until we lived together.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, snap. You know what I'm saying? She, really? You know what I'm saying? I wasn't used to that. I'm unused to being challenged like that
mm-hmm.
by somebody who I was in a relationship with.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was like, what the heck is this? You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, I was the way that I was in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
until we actually had those conversations.
Yeah.
And as the years progressed, mm-hmm. I was able to flip and be like, okay, well, this is how things are really supposed to be.
Yeah. But I think what it was like, you remember you just said your wife can have an opinion, but
yeah.
ultimately you're the decision maker.
Yeah.
You know, there is a line there that a lot of people don't realize is there.
Yeah.
There's a difference between receiving an opinion and valuing an opinion.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you can ask me for my opinion, but are you going to take heed to what I say? Are you actually going to put my opinion into consideration?
Mm.
Or are you just saying it just to, you know, follow a script of how a relationship is supposed to go? And I think that's that line that we had to, as a couple, learn how to teeter-totter.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yes, you're asking me for my opinion. Now we're finna sit down. I'm gonna give you my opinion. Are you gonna value that opinion?
Yeah.
Are you gonna take into consideration what it is that I said?
Yep.
Or are you still gonna do what it is that you want to do?
Yeah.
Anyway, and that is that line.
And in the beginning, in the beginning, I really did not value your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until later on when I started to think, man, I'm stressing myself out trying to do this, that, and trying to make these decisions. This is my wife. I need to honor her. You know what I'm saying? I need to see what she's talking about.
You came
about
to that conclusion by yourself?
No, I did not come to the conclusion by myself. I'm not saying that.
I distinctly remember a conversation.
We had those conversations, mm-hmm. and it didn't happen overnight.
No.
Rome wasn't built in a day, is what they say.
And my thing is, I used to tell you all the time, when it comes to us, we on the same team.
Yeah.
Like, it's my job to make sure you straight. Mm-hmm. It's my job to make sure that we straight. The same thing, vice versa, you know, that's how we work.
Yeah.
That's how we end up becoming this well-oiled machine. It's like, once you stopped looking at me like the enemy and mm-hmm. started realizing, dang, that really is my partner in life, I think that's when that shift occurred. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And it was a shift, man, because I was bad. And it took a lot of patience from you to deal with me. But once that thing got figured out and I finally figured out, hey, look, yeah, you the man, but your wife is also here.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all are playing on equal playing fields.
Right. Because at the end of the day, you know, Eve was taken from Adam's rib.
Yeah.
Not his back.
Yep.
Not his booty. Not his feet. She was taken from his rib.
Yeah.
So it's my job to be right there beside you.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Protecting your heart.
Mm-hmm.
But also working as a team to make sure this is going where it needs to go.
Absolutely.
But that brings us to our next thing here.
Mm-hmm.
When people want to discuss new deal breakers with their partner, you know, is it a deal break? Is it fair if you're blindsiding your partner?
I wouldn't consider it as blindsiding. If you actually come to your,
you want to know what I mean by that?
What you mean?
I mean, if I come to you one day, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know, I hate it when you leave your sock in the bed. That's about to become a deal breaker for me. You know what I'm saying? That is a blindside. If I've never told you before, hey, don't leave your socks here. If I've never told you before, I don't like when you leave your socks here. I don't think it's fair as a partner for me to come and automatically be like, this right here is my new deal breaker. This right here is a boundary that can't be crossed for me. Because it's not something that was discussed. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think deal breakers and boundaries should be stuff that we've talked about this before. yeah. and you're not getting it. So yeah. now I gotta put my foot down. Because yeah. if you try to put your foot down with something you haven't discussed before, what's my saying, baby? Put your foot down and mess around and put it on a banana peel.
Yeah.
Because it's blindsiding.
Yeah. I mean, that's, to me, deal breakers
mm-hmm.
are a little bit more serious than leaving socks in the bed. No. To me, a deal breaker could be like, okay, I come home at 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
After hanging out with the homies.
Oh, that's a deal breaker.
I ain't been at
that's point blank, period.
I ain't been at nobody's house. I'm probably at the casino hanging out with my homeboys or something like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? At the bar or whatever. But yeah. I get home like 2 or 3 in the morning. Now, that is on deal breaker status.
That's because that is on disrespect status.
Exactly.
And disrespect. Respect is so, a big thing.
A deal breaker has to be on a very more intense level than a pet peeve level. Leaving socks in the bed, that's a pet peeve.
I mean, yeah, you're right. It's I guess the peeve. Socks in the bed yeah, wasn't a great example.
It can gradually become
so
bigger.
What you just said then.
Yeah.
We can take that.
Yeah.
You come home the first night at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, bruh, you clearly bumped your head if you're coming in this house at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we have that discussion.
Mm-hmm.
We have that discussion. If the following week you do it again, I've said before, and I'll go to my grave saying this, if I tell you I don't like something, and you continue to do it anyway, that becomes disrespect. One thing that I can't tolerate is a disrespectful person.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So if we've had this conversation and then you continue to do it, I think a boundary needs to be set. I think it becomes a deal breaker.
Absolutely, that's a deal breaker. I mean, like I said, stuff like that, lying.
Ooh, you know I remember one time I went to the casino. You remember I went to the casino?
Yeah.
It was me. You already know who I was with. Most likely. You already know who I was with. We went to the casino and like my phone died and you couldn't get in contact with me. You remember that night? Were hot. Heck yeah.
I was like, what the hell? I said, I don't even go out and hang out like that. What's she doing?
Hot.
Yeah.
But I took into consideration your feelings and I ended up, not doing it again.
Yeah.
We had gotten into it that day, so that might have had a little bit to do with it too.
Yeah, I thought you was over Roger, huh?
Who is Roger?
I don't know.
Lord. Segment 4. Lord. Segment 4, let's talk about renegotiating relationships.
Okay.
So I honestly believe that one way that you can keep your relationship fresh and not have to like constantly reevaluate and all that is if you do check-ins.
Okay.
We don't do it as often because we're at the point now where if we have an issue with what one or the other, we just talked about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. If we have an issue with each other, we come directly, like, in that moment and discuss that issue.
Yeah.
And it cuts back a lot of arguing because if we do get into it, we're not bringing up stuff from 2-3 weeks ago. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And I think that helped us out a lot.
Absolutely.
And what ended up happening was we started doing check-ins where we decided to – that's how we started these podcasts. We decided, like, once a week, we're going to sit down and we're just going to talk. We're going to discuss if we had any issues. We're going to discuss if anything bothered us.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk it out. And we're going to do that once a week. Mm-hmm. And the once a week became so, what's your word? Habitual.
Yeah.
That now it's like we don't do that once a week because we pretty much have an open
it's
platform.
Automatic. It's
we
automatic.
Talk
mm-hmm.
either way. So I think check-ins are important with your partner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, because, you got to look at a relationship. Like I said, it's a team effort.
Right.
Right. So I can't sit here and play for a team if I ain't practicing, constantly practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for me to get better, I got to continue to build my craft. And I got to continue to, you know, saying, put forth the 10,000 effort.
10,000 hours.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So those check-ins are like, you know what I'm saying, many skill points that we're developing in order to continue to build upon a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like many skill points to help us out in the long run. You get what I'm saying? No, you're not.
I get you.
I mean, if you, I ain't saying this because
you're watching the game.
No, I ain't saying it because I'm watching the game, but I'm saying this because I played ball and we had to do like film study, not just practicing. We had to critique each other.
Mm-hmm.
Those check-ins are like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you have to critique me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to critique you.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think that I'm doing a good job without communicating with you.
Right.
And you telling me. And same vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I can probably think, hey, man, I'm doing what I got to do as a husband.
Right.
But there could be something that I'm not doing right.
Mm-hmm.
I got to learn how to accept that.
Right.
That's what the check-ins are for.
Exactly. And I think also within those check-ins, you have to be able to figure out what can be compromised and what's a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
Because I think communicating that is what is key to a successful relationship.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, a pet peeve of mine is touching my face, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it's not a end-all, be-all. It's kind of like a compromise.
Yeah.
It's times where it's okay. It's times where I'm not going to complain about it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm glad we don't have video today. So it's like, you know, it's a compromise. And I think it's important within a relationship when it comes to boundaries and it comes to deal breakers. You need to figure out what's a compromise and what's a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
What I'm going to be like, okay, I'll probably let this slide. And what I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. And that goes back to the quote, you know, you get what you tolerate. If I tolerate something long enough, you're going to think it's okay for you to do.
Yeah.
And you know, I say that about relationships all the time. It's like, I don't know why he's putting me through all this. He's putting you through all that because you allowed him to put you through all that. He's putting you through the ringer because this whole time he's been putting you through the ringer and you've been okay with it.
Yeah.
Now you're trying to stand 10 toes down and he's like, okay, so you just finna erase all these boundaries, these deal breakers that we had, and now it's an issue?
Mm.
Like, it can't be an issue 10 years later.
Mm.
If it was an issue day one, you need to address that issue so it can stop being an issue.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True. Yeah, that's a lot of red tape.
Well, if it turns into an issue, now, if it's a problem, cool, problems can be solved. But if it turns into an issue, that right there is when it becomes a deal breaker.
Yeah, but issues can become problems.
No, problems can become issues.
I mean, yeah, that part too.
Bada boom, bada bam. Now, sometimes couples get overwhelmed. We are blessed in the area where we were able to sit down and actually discuss stuff, sit down and actually become, you know, the communicators that we are now.
Yeah.
But I also know that not everybody is on that same, you know, that same level.
Nah.
So sometimes you have to have mediation or therapy to help, and that's okay. Sometimes you need a neutral partner, or not a partner, you need a neutral player on your team to kind of like sit down in between you and your partner. And when I say that, before y'all go out here saying KO told me to talk to my homegirl about her, I am not saying that. I'm saying sometimes if you need to get professional guidance, you know, that's cool and it's okay. We live in a society where now the society we live in, therapy is okay, but we come from a society where it's like people look down on therapy.
Yeah,
it's like,
you want to
a therapist for what? Pray about it. I was like, you can pray and go to therapy.
Yep.
You can pray in therapy. But you sometimes people need that, like, that extra person, that extra am I the crazy one type person. because we talked about the 6-9 method. Mm-hmm. If I see the number 6 and you see the number 9, we're both right. We're just seeing it from different points of view. Yep. And sometimes someone needs to come and be like, oh, yeah, you see that 6? We're coming for a second. Stand on this side. You see it's a 9? You're mm-hmm. right, too. Mm-hmm. And then we like, oh, shoot. Yeah, we both are right in our own individual ways. Now we just need to learn how to come together and be right together.
Yeah, absolutely. And it takes a lot. I mean, I ain't gonna say it take a lot. It just it takes a lot of patience, mm-hmm. not only with yourself, and a lot of humbling. Mm-hmm. Because I mentioned before, people don't like being wrong.
No,
they don't like being wrong. So they gon' when they find out that they're wrong, how are they willing to take that?
Right?
Are they gonna accept it and be like, man, yeah, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Or they're going to be like, man, I don't care what you say. Yeah, he's probably right, but my point was stronger. You know what I'm saying?
And that's when that problem becomes an issue. Yeah. And that's why when we talk about boundaries and deal breakers, that's it right there.
Yeah, yeah, that's
it. It's like you're crossing a boundary when you're not willing to open up and change or open up and help our relationship. That right there is when, you know, lines are getting blurred.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're not willing to step up and be my partner, step up and be my, you know, significant other, show you in this relationship.
Exactly. Who are you in it? Who are you in the relationship for?
Right.
It's all right for them.
Right.
It's for yourself, right?
What are we? We are at 48 minutes, baby. It is baby. Time to try to wrap this thing up so we can keep it under an hour.
Look, look. You can't spoil a good product, right?
What you got to tell the people?
Really? Please look at me like that.
Boy. What you gotta tell the people?
I mean, it's a lot because we unpacked a whole lot mm-hmm. in this episode. We always go to the communication aspect. I always go to the communication aspect because mm-hmm. that is we are. You sit here, people say, "Oh, it's the key. Communication is the key," and it's not a lie. Mm-hmm. Communication is the key.
In the notes.
What's up? You put it. Yeah. It's the key mm-hmm. because of the fact that if you can't have that healthy line of communication and you can't see past your own point of view, things are going to not work out the way that you want to. Mm-hmm. And you have to open yourself up to an area view of you and her or him or whoever you with mm-hmm. and be like, okay, now I kind of see what's happening. You know, so I kind of see what she talking about or he talking about. So it's one of them things, man. It's tough. It's mm-hmm. hard. It was tough for us. Mm-hmm. It was hard. And like I said, Rome wasn't built in a day. Mm-hmm. But once you get it, mm-hmm. you got it. Mm-hmm. And look, when it comes to the deal breakers and the pet peeves. Mm-hmm. If you are willing to sacrifice for what you have and you really love that person, mm-hmm. those deal breakers can be eliminated mm-hmm. by you not crossing those boundaries.
Right.
Those pet peeves can be dealt with mm-hmm. by you changing
right.
and evolving yourself for the person that mm-hmm. you're with.
Right.
And it's a dual effort. That's why I honestly think it's mm-hmm. a spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. When we evolve with each other,
right.
We become more alike.
Right.
That's what I got.
Okay. All right. So what I got for the people is this. At the mm-hmm. end of the day, growth in your relationship is normal.
Yeah.
But like you said, communication is key.
Yeah.
I look at it like a marching band. Because, you know, we have kids in the marching band. Yeah. I look at it like a marching band, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know how people tell you that with your partner, you should be on the same sheet of music?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think with your partner, you should be on the same sheet of music. But you also have to be playing the same note.
Hey,
if I am playing the middle of the song and you are playing the beginning of the song, it is not going to sound right. It's going to be confusion. It's going to be anger. It's going to be frustration. It's going to be all kinds of things, because we're on the same page of music, but we're at different spots. We're at different notes, you know? So I think, honestly, when it comes to boundaries and it comes to, you know, rewriting your boundaries and rewriting your deal breakers, it's going to go back to you erasing and changing your tone and changing your speed and changing the metronome, if you would, of your relationship to be not only on the same sheet of music, but on the same note. And if you put in that effort and you're willing to, you know, put in that practice to get to that same note, maybe, just maybe, your relationship will end up playing some beautiful music in the long run.
Amen it up.
Is that all right?
You got to be in unison.
You got to be in, what?
Unison.
Unison?
Oh.
Oh, my God. I got deep with it, and you just... Everything I just said...
No, it ain't. No, it didn't go out the window. No.
No.
But I thought I said it right. I didn't say it right.
Oh, gosh. Well, we've come to the end of the podcast. Once again, we want to thank you guys for tuning in to yet another episode of the KC Vibe Podcast. If you heard anything that is worth sharing in your mind, go ahead and share. It is my hopes. It is my prayers that you guys take at least one thing that we said out of this and go and grow with it, whether it's in your relationship or in your personal life. You know, that's what we're trying to do here. That's the whole goal. If you want to listen to some past podcasts, hit us up at www.kcvibepodcast.com. That's www.kcvibepodcast.com. If you want to hit us up personally, you got stories, you got questions, you got comments, you can reach us at askkcvibepodcast@gmail.com. That's askkcvibepodcast@gmail.com. You got anything to add?
Hey, you want to hit me up? Look on TikTok. Look on Instagram. Shoot, if you search MARTIMAR86, that's Martin My 86, you'll be able to find me.
Yep, and if you guys want to reach me on the Clock app, I am AO_KO, and the number 2, that's AYO_KAYO, and the number 2.
He said the Clock app.
The Clock app.
Okay.
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Well, as always, we appreciate you guys tuning in, and we look forward to hearing, seeing, listening, being a part of your being a part of your life next week.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. More
to as come. Always, I'm the K.
And I'm C.
Thanks for vibing with us. Bye.